99 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us in studio Sydney Farney of Care Portal as we talk about a special foster care simulation event taking place in town tomorrow.
Sydney, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Good.
Well, Sydney, let's talk a little bit about this foster care simulation event, which is coming up. First off, who is this geared towards? And second off, when is it taking place?
Yes, so we have partnered with a training that I'm certified to lead called Life in Limbo. And like you mentioned, it's a foster care simulation. And it's really just good for anyone who finds themselves working with that foster care population, whether it's foster children or whether it's birth parents or foster parents or even agency workers who see that a lot every day. And so it's really good just to open eyes for how the system can affect all of those individuals who are a part of it, and also just kind of help raise awareness for the stress that this system can cause and how we can all work together to support those who are affected by it. And it is tomorrow at 6 p.m.
All right. Where will this be held at?
It will be held at 12th Avenue Baptist Church in the West Building. There are signs that point to it, but okay. I'll also put more up because I know I would get lost if I was coming up to a new building. But.
So is there any registration process prior to this, or do people just show up? How is that going to work?
There is a registration process, super simple. Just email me. That way I can have the necessary items set up for the training. Okay. They can email me at lioncountycareportal@gmail.com. All one word. But yeah, like I mentioned, super easy registration process. That way I just know, especially because right now we don't have enough people to actually do the training. We like to have around 15 and we are not there yet. So I really would like to know, because if I don't have enough, I will have to reschedule. So,
okay.
Understood.
Yes. Yeah. And the training itself is worth 2 CEUs, which are continuing education units. I know a lot of people in their work field or in certain organizations they volunteer with need a certain amount of CEUs per year. And so it is worth 2 hours of that.
Gotcha. So what exactly is the simulator going to show? How does the simulator event and really the process take you through here coming up tomorrow night?
There are different roles that participants take on. There's the role of the foster parent, the foster child, and the birth parent. And you are given a role to kind of step into and play. And as silly as that sounds, I know the first time that I went through the training, I never did theater. I don't like that kind of stuff. I can't act for the life of me. Can't really be serious. So I was like, what am I doing? Taking on the role of a foster parent? I don't know what it's like to foster a child. I was pretty skeptical. And then I went through and it really just shows you step into someone else's shoes and kind of just get to experience the chaos that they experience. And although you're taking on this made up role, you really just feel the effects of it. And so that's really how the effectiveness of the training plays out. It's hands on. You get to somewhat experience the lived hardship that many have in our community, in our nation. And so just that hands-on experience really helps just open eyes of the chaos that they endure, the hardship, and then just kind of helps raise awareness for that.
And Sydney Varney, Radical Life, previewing an upcoming foster care simulation event tomorrow. Any cost for this?
No, it is free. The cost has been covered, so that's another good incentive.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that a lot of people may, I hate to use the term dismiss what foster parents go through, either at the start of the process or even just kind of day-to-day once they're settled in their role with their children, but there are a lot of different things that come up as a foster parent that can throw curveballs at everything.
Yes, there's so much that comes up as foster parents because you're taking on a whole other child with all the things you already have going on, and also just the child's hardships they've experienced, and also birth parents having a whole case plan to work through, things they've never navigated before, and also the foster child. That's so hard for children to go through that instability.
Well said there, because the kids, you know, and a lot of people know Jenny and my story about adopted 3 kids through foster care, and right now we're in a temporary placement situation of our own. But the kids can be, you know, they're lucky if they have 1 or 2 placements by the time they get into a settled foster care situation. In a lot of cases, they don't have that. There's sometimes 10 or more placements before they and sometimes they never find that stability that they really need.
Yeah, no, there are a lot more placements that kids are in than people realize, and aging out is so much more common than people realize, and that just causes a lot of generational cycles that are just heartbreaking.
All right, Sydney, again, if people would like to take advantage of this and get registered, how can they do that?
They can email me at lioncountycareportal@gmail.com. Just a reminder, the training's tomorrow, Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. That email is lioncountycareportal@gmail.com.
Sounds good. Well, Sydney, hope you have a good turnout. Hope you're able to hold this tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in. Always good to talk to you. Sydney Farney with us here this morning on our Newsmaker 3 segment, Radical Life, previewing the upcoming foster care simulation event tomorrow night. Good morning. It's 8:54.
Experience the thrill of the fairway like never before at the Emporia Recreation Center's Indoor Golf Simulator. With a moving swing plate, high-speed camera sensors, and auto tee and ball retrieval, it is truly state-of-the-art. With over 200 courses at your fingertips with the touchscreen kiosk. Plus, families can play the arcade-like games from darts, golf, to whack-a-mole. Get $5 off per hour on Tee Time Tuesdays. All reservations.